The YMCA of Cape Breton celebrated a milestone birthday this week. On Monday, the organization celebrated 140 years of belonging to and serving the community with an event at the Frank Rutterham Family YMCA in Sydney, showing photos, articles, and annual reports from throughout the history of the Y. Those currently responsible for managing the YMCA spoke to the group of attendees about its impact on the community over the last 140 years. Chair of the Board of Directors Jill Perry spoke about what the YMCA means to her personally.
I've been a member of YMCAs across Canada, and I've been a member of this YMCA since I moved here 25 years ago. It has been of incredible importance to both me and my family. Fitness classes keep me relatively sane. My kids learn to swim here. So it's a very big important part of me and my family's life in Sydney. But as anyone who signs up to be a health and fitness member knows here, it doesn't take very long before you realize that when you sign up to be a member of health and fitness, you are getting the ultimate BOGO. Because what you're buying is a gym membership, but what you're getting is so much more. And it doesn't take long of just coming through that door and seeing what's happening around you every day to realize that you are a part of something so much bigger than you there getting your endorphins in your spin class. Because you don't have to scratch very far below the surface to see and to know all the stuff that the YMCA is doing in this community for people every day. And it's not, as I said, about just the gym and the swim. It's about caring for our children in the child care center. It's about helping our seniors get together in our community room upstairs and learn to cook meals. It's about welcoming newcomers to our community. It's about ensuring that people in the community, regardless of their income, are able to come and have a workout or take their children to swimming. It's also about being there for the community in times of crisis. It was incredibly touching to see how the Y responded during Fiona, and you come in here and see people just hanging out, charging their phone or having a shower. So the YMCA has been an incredible part of this community. And if you look at the photos or take some time to wander around and see all the historical pieces, you realize that that's 140 years of being that important part of the community. 140 years of bringing smiles to people who walk these hallways. And let's face it, this is a community that has faced many challenges over the years, over those 140 years. It's a community that continues to face many challenges. And this YMCA is a critical part of responding to those challenges on a daily basis, on a monthly basis, and on a yearly basis. And we could not do that without the absolutely incredible staff and force of volunteer force that we have. It really is amazing. You, the staff who are amongst us, the volunteers who are amongst us, are the people that make this happen every day. So if we could please just have a round of applause for staff and volunteers.
CEO Sabrina Vatcher spoke about the impact of the YMCA and looked back on their history.
140 years, that's generations of service, generations of people believing deeply in the potential of one another. Imagine Cape Breton in 1886. The air filled with sounds of shipyards and coal mines and communities bound together by resilience and hope. In that year, a small group of visionaries planted a seed, a place where people could gather, learn, grow, and support one another. That seed was our YMCA of Cape Breton. From those early days to the present, our Y has remained grounded in the simple but powerful belief that strong communities begin with strong people, and strong people are nurtured through connection, compassion, and a sense of belonging. For 140 years, we've been so much more than a building or a program. Think of the thousands of lives that have been touched by the YMCA, the children who have learned to swim, the teenager who found their first job, the family who found community from a new country. These aren't just stories, they're the heartbeat of the Cape Breton. Through economic shifts and social changes and moments of great challenge, including recent years, has tested all of us. Our Y has remained steady in our mission to connect and ignite the potential in people, helping them grow and give back to our communities. Now, a bit of a timeline for you. The pleasure that I have had reading through the YMCA story for the past 140 years, I would need hours to really tell you about all the incredible stories of impact that our Y has had, but if you'll Just allow me to share a couple of moments here. In the early 1900s, our Y established a permanent home on Charlotte Street, expanding recreational and leadership programming for youth in a rapidly growing community. There was also great development in the physical education programming, and at the time, the Y owned a playing field in Westmount, and many seasons of activities were carried on there, the groups traveling over to Westmount by boat. After the original building was destroyed by fire, volunteers ensured that services continued uninterrupted. An early example of the determination that still defines our YMCA today. During the First and Second World Wars, our YMCA stepped forward once again. By the time World War II, our YMCA owned a downtown building overlooking Sydney Harbor and was serving more than 600 meals a day to visiting Canadian troops, offering comfort, care, and a sense of home during uncertain times. Basketball has enjoyed a long tradition at a YMCA. If you didn't know, YMCA is the original founders of basketball and volleyball. Maybe that's why it's in my blood so much, and there's my connection, but we are the founders of those two sports. And since the early 1900s, recreational and competitive teams have been playing at this YMCA. Women participated in the sport recreationally as well in the early part of the century. In the late 40s and early 50s, our Y competed in provincial senior men's league and often defeated teams from across the province. They won several provincial championships at the time and played to standing room only crowds. In 1943, a youth outdoor camp called Camp Bearshaw was born. It was initially constructed and operated by the Sydney Wiseman Club in cooperation with our Y. In the late 70s, the full operation and responsibility of the camp was turned over to the Y. For 60 years, we provided overnight accommodation, leadership, and recreational programming for youth. Thousands of campers spent a part of their summer childhood at Camp Bearshaw, and you'll see lots of memorabilia here today. And that's one of the greatest stories, or the most common stories that are here from past members, volunteers, is their time at Camp Bearshaw. During the 50s, 60s, and 70s, our Y's continues to be an open door to fun, friends, and sportsmanship. Our facility was in constant use, with groups other than members used our building as well, including the municipality of the County of Cape Breton, which held court sessions at the Y after the courthouse had burned down at that time. In the early 70s, Sydney saw the beginning at the YMCA of what is now the Cape Breton Dorados swim team, which has since transitioned to the Kiwanis Pool in Sydney after the Y's later temporary closure. The early 70s also saw the start of a recreational synchronized swimming club, and it continued until 1981. In 78, we opened the doors to our first children's center, and by 1984, we had spaces for over 100 children during the week. In the early 80s, our financial difficulties actually caused our Y to close temporarily, but within a year, our organization was operational again. And that's in big thanks to our local Y Service Club for stepping in during that time. In that decade, an extension was also completed to our Charlotte Street site with a pool that was in the basement. I hear a lot about the pool in the basement over and over again. A gymnasium, racquetball, squash court, weight room, auditorium, and the preschool center. In 86, we hosted 10 other YMCAs and 125 leaders and staff to organize a Leaders Corps rally. The aim of the rally was to provide an exchange of ideas and skills and gain insight how other Leaders Corps operated. In 1987, our association expanded into Glace Bay with the opening of the YMCA Enterprise Center, launching employment and entrepreneurship programs that helped hundreds of people access training, confidence, and opportunity. Today, we operate numerous Nova Scotia work centers and employment special projects right across Unimagi. In 2010, a major development led to the expansion of where we are today, our Frank Rutterham Family YMCA, a 60,000 square foot facility, allowing for expanded programs for children, families, and a pool that wasn't in the basement. That was a highlight. In 2016, the Y and Member 2 developed a joint venture for our YMCA to operate the gym facility at the then new Member 2 Sports and Wellness Center. Today, we are 10 years strong and growing. From 2019 to 25, we grew our presence in licensed and after school care, first opening infant spaces in our early learning centers, then opening after school programs across the island, and most recently, 3 new early learning centers. Today, we serve 500 children in our early learning centers and after school programs. Since 23, under the leadership of our philanthropy team, we strive to grow our culture of giving and have secured countless grants and donations to support new health and wellness programs for seniors, mental health programs for youth, a rapidly growing financial assistance program for members, and our children attending our summer camps. In 2024, we began providing housing and homelessness services in Western Cape Breton, helping individuals find safe and dignified places to call home. But today's not only a celebration of time, it's a celebration of people. And I echo Jill's sentiments. To our staff, past and present, thank you for bringing the heart, professionalism, and care to this work every single day. You are the soul of our YMCA. To our volunteers and our donors, your generosity of time, talent, and treasures has made every program, every success story, and every life change possible. To our community partners and supporters, your trust and collaboration allows us to reach further and serve better together. And to those who have walked through our doors, and I'm so glad to see our members here today, over the past 140 years, this celebration also belongs to you. Your stories, your resilience, and your achievements are a true legacy to our Y.
To mark the occasion, the YMCA presented a Lifetime Achievement Award to Carol and Wayne Beaton for their over 50-year commitment to the Y. Carol began her time with the Y by bringing her child and then grandchild to swim lessons. She found connection and community at the Y, becoming a member of the board of directors and helped start the YMCA preschool program. She also supported the International Development Program. Wayne began in the 1960s by fundraising and helping organize Saturday night dances. He joined the board as well to help increase fundraising efforts. Wayne accepted the award on behalf of himself and his wife and spoke about what the YMCA means to him.
That's just volunteers who want to make this a great, great community, which it is. Think of all the other volunteers and the subcommittees and all the work and the volunteers that we have. So that's what the Y is to me. It's community, volunteers who surrender their time, money, assets, whatever, freely for the betterment of all of us. Again, I'm really, really pleased with this honor and humbled. Thank you for the directors. Do the job, which most people don't see, don't know the pressures you're under, but especially as well as the staff. Sabrina, you came on board, I was here then, and this place is turned around.
Following the speeches, the YMCA shared cake and refreshments for attendees as they spent time looking back over the 140-year history of the YMCA of Cape Breton. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.